Let's stand together as we read from God's Word. Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it and wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Be seated.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he has pleased. What does that exactly mean? Starting late at night, December 24th, 1914, World War I, 5 months into it, the war to end all wars, something extraordinary happened when men from Britain and Germany and France exited their trenches, laid down their rifles, and actually met in the middle of the battlefield. It was called the Christmas Truce years after. And during that time, they sang together Christmas carols, traded cigarettes and cigars, had prayers. They even played soccer together. Their pictures of the actual event happening all along the Western Front. In fact, one participant said that in that infamous soccer game, there were a couple hundred soldiers who participated. One British rifleman from Britain's 3rd Rifle Brigade wrote in his diary what a German soldier had said to him. He said, "Today we have peace. Tomorrow we fight for our countries. I fight for mine. You fight for yours. Good luck." Not everyone was happy, especially the commanding officers. You see, this act of civility was unauthorized, not by one side, but by both, in this spontaneous acknowledgement of a shared humanity would not happen again during the war. 15 million would later die. But for a few short hours, there was peace. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those whom he is pleased. Peace doesn't have any meaning unless there's experienced turmoil or heartache, or maybe fear or dread. An individual who has never experienced sin or war or tragedy or financial collapse or cancer, unexpected death, would have nothing to contrast those feelings with. It would be the same old feeling, but peace. Peace is the assurance and calm amidst the ongoing circumstances. You see, peace is best felt not when dread is gone, But when it's accompanied with rest within and the dread remains without. There are a number of individuals throughout the Bible who experienced this peace. See if you recognize some of them. I felt war, not in tunnels or on the strip of Gaza, a teen, a hostage, a foreign slave forever, because we were toppled, both temple and plaza, taken to Babylon, family ties the king ruthlessly did sever. Horn, trigon, harp, lyre, oh, they thought so clever. Bow to the golden image, 90 feet tall, refuse and burn, melt, die, whatever. Who is the God who will deliver from my worldwide sprawl? We need not answer. He is able to rescue from the king's endeavor. Hotter than the fiery furnace, more intense than rage's gall. We will not bow, not now, not ever, for his love and his peace, the greatest of all. In the midst of the fire, his Savior came, one like the Son of the God, Shaddai his name. Not a hair singed, the burning did cease. You know war, Nebuchadnezzar, but he owns peace. For Shadrach, his presence conquered even flame. I did it again. I opened my big mouth, such boasting, such coasting, swollen with pride. My resolve did fail me. My courage went south. Three times I cursed him. Three times I lied. I denied even knowing him. I cast him aside. I do not know the man. And immediately the rooster crowed. In shame I wept bitterly, then went to hide. Unworthy to be a disciple when such leadership bestowed. Failure after failure, only to continually backslide. Can he forgive me? Can he lighten this load? When tempted, I caved. My passions collide. I have such turmoil, my sorrow explode. But when he did rise, he questioned his soul. Peter, do you love me? Not in half, but in whole. Forgiveness freely given, bought, not on lease. For you know failure, son, but I know peace. So feed my sheep, forgive and console. Why am I so different? Denied what women possess. Teased and misunderstood, oh, drowning in shame. All my peers, mothers, but me, left childless. Have I done something wrong that my womb so lame? Will this be my heritage, barren, my domain? Even the priest thinks I'm drunk, filled with wine. Loneliness, my command, companion, sorrow overshadows my frame. None understands. To the Lord of hosts I incline. Look on my affliction. Magnify your fame. If you forget not your servant, a boy, not mine, he will be in your service. I will make no claim. He will be yours for life to the glory of your name. Deeply distressed, bitter weeping her routine. Soon to be a kingmaker, a mother. Queen, a boy, O Hannah, Samuel to increase, you know heartache, but he delivers peace, a miracle, a promise, a heritage pristine. I'm so scared, my cousin, to reveal my ethnicity, to endanger my life after hiding so long, after advancement, popularity, destroy my felicity? Is remaining silent this once really so wrong? Did you teach me not to lay low, stay strong? This task too large, this risk beyond my ability to approach unsummoned, death will come along. My nerves ablaze, I'm shaking with fragility. I will go into the king. admit to the Jews I belong. Only excuse my reluctance, my lack of humility. If I die, I die, no longer headstrong. Please pray for me, for courage, for tranquility. On that day when silence erupted into loyalty, never a queen, Esther, adorned such royalty. What was formerly shallow, a life built on caprice, the world nurtures worry, but he bestows peace. Through reluctant faith marched quiet sovereignty. So embarrassed, in front of all rebuked, worried about so many things, but my sister praised, neglecting the kitchen with the disciples grouped. She sat at his feet against tradition, not fazed. But we both, soon slain, our brothers untimely death raised. We sent for the master. 4 days we cried. Have you ever lost a loved one with death not fazed, Lord? If you had been here, our brother would not have died. I know Jesus. On the last day, he will be raised. Martha, I am resurrection and life. Open your eyes wide. Whoever believes in me shall never die. Are you amazed? Come forth, he said, to which his enemies were horrified. Out of the grave, all wrapped, yet completely broken free, was a dead man now walking, the Son of God's marquee. The grave bowed its head, Sheol was fleeced. Sin's wage is death, but the King's gift is peace. To all repent, eternal life's guarantee. See, the greatest peace is not a calm, but a position, a relationship. How do we get this peace that's proclaimed by the very angels of heaven? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased. You see, there's a paradox. For this Prince of Peace, this one who came peace, came to bring this peace to the world, also said this: do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, Jesus said, but rather division. For from now on, in one house there will be 5 divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. This one was coming to bring peace, and yet he came and he said, I've not come to bring peace, but division. What does it mean? How do we have that peace that's proclaimed by the angels? How do we receive this Prince of Peace? John the Baptist gives us a clue, a prophecy about his birth. And you, child, you will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. You see, the only peace that really matters is peace with God. It's the only peace that is eternally wrought by the cost of Jesus' life. And this peace on earth that the angels proclaimed was a costly peace, not a ceasefire against sin, but instead a full onslaught of sin and the devil himself. And this one Jesus, this baby born that we celebrate during the season, this one who said he came to bring division, this one lived a perfect life and then took upon himself voluntarily the sins of those who would believe in him and nailed them to a cross, receiving the punishment that they deserved in order that they might be set free, in order that they might possess this lasting peace promised by the prophets, fulfilled in Christ, that they might have bestowed upon them this peace that wasn't temporary, that wasn't short-lived, but a peace that would be eternal and forever, a peace not just with men, but a peace with God. And it's those to whom Luke speaks, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among whom? Those with whom he is pleased. Peace to men on whom his favor rests. Peace on those who have repented of their sins, who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ alone. It is to those that the angel spoke. It is to him who would accomplish that peace. And this one, just before he left this world, spoke these words. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The Christmas truce of 1914 only lasted a few short hours. Only happened that year during the war, the other 3 years, not at all. But this eternal truce, wrought and bought and established by Jesus, is forever. And it's that truce, it's that peace, it's that comfort, it's that sustaining power, it's that presence that Jesus Christ gives to all his people in times of challenge, in circumstances that are too large, in times of misunderstanding, in times of confusion, in times when we need it most, a peace that is beyond comprehension, beyond explanation, a peace that only God can give. My question to you this evening is, do you know that peace? I'm not talking about a feeling. I'm not talking about a calm. I'm not talking about a personality trait. I'm talking about a person, the Prince of Peace, Jesus. He's the only way to receive that peace. And on Christmas, during this season, it is him who we celebrate, not the peace he brings. But we celebrate who he is, and we get peace thrown in for free. If the worship team would come forward, and if you would please stand, let's sing about this great one. peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Let's pray. Father, I pray tonight that many here are at enmity with you and have tried to make their own peace treaties. Lord, I pray that you would show them that you have already made one, the only one that's possible, through your own one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that no one here under the sound of my voice would go through another Christmas and not know this peace, know this person, know our Jesus. So Lord, would you help us who know you, not just as the Prince of Peace, but as our Savior, as our friend, as our elder brother. Would you help us have a greater appreciation of the peace that you give? And Lord, we pray for those who know not yet that peace, that they would soon know. Lord, I pray that you would help us as we sit across from relatives and neighbors and others, perhaps tonight or tomorrow. Lord, I pray that you would embolden us to share about this peace that we have experienced, not just in the past, but the peace that we know, even in the midst of difficulty and death, challenges, heartbreak, and dreams broken, or even in a fire. And Lord, would you give us choice words that we might share, that others would come to know this peace, this person, Jesus. It's in his precious name we ask all these things. Amen. God bless you, and Merry Christmas. Amen.